Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy,
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And y'all are going to have to excuse the background noise. I am at a hospital here in Gadsden, sitting with a friend, and my friend has been taken downstairs for a series of MRIs. And so the beeping is because my friend is not here. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. She's downstairs, MRI.
Oh, downstairs.
Yeah. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. So friends, we're going to now talk about our saint of the day. And our saint of the day is St. Aquilinus of Milan. St. Aquilinus of Milan, also known as St. Aquilinus of Cologne, was born to a noble family in Bavaria, Germany. He received his education in Cologne, Germany, and was ordained to the priesthood. He was offered the bishopric of Cologne, but turned it down in order to be a missionary priest and an itinerant preacher. He traveled through various European cities fighting against the dangerous and spreading heresies of the Cathars, Manichaeans, and Arians. He was also known to work miracles by healing people from disease, especially during a cholera epidemic. He eventually settled in Milan, Italy, and was so effective in his preaching against the Arian heretics that they stabbed him to death and threw his body in the city sewer. His body was recovered and buried in the Basilica of San Lorenzo in a chapel which now bears his name. He died in 1015 AD. So he's a 10th and 11th century saint. And his feast day, of course, is today, January the 29th. That comes from morningoffering.com. Again, that's morningoffering.com, which is a great Catholic website, morningoffering.com, C-O-M. It's a great website, gives you lots of Catholic information, gives you the Liturgy of the Hours, the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It gives you links to all sorts of prayers and daily verses. In fact, we're going to read the daily verse for today, which is actually short, and it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again. Rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Now, this is a site that's run by the Catholic Company. So, of course, they have recommended reads that are links to sites on Catholic.com, which is their primary website. But then, like, they have today's meditation, which is by St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And this comes from his book, page 37-38. I think it's Meditations on the Holy Angels. O my soul, how much joy and solace shall you know when you are permitted to perceive such a vast multitude of beings who are also noble, splendid, and gracious. How unspeakably wonderful if you attain to the blessed destiny of joining the celestial assembly, the angels, for they are like princes of heaven and children of God, and you shall be as a brother or a sister and appear among them. And, of course, it's got the daily mass readings, a daily homily, and you can watch Father Kirby. So it's really a great little website. And then like the month of January is the month of the Holy Name of Jesus. So the devotion of the month of January is traditionally dedicated to the Holy Name of Jesus. After the Blessed Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit, the angel Gabriel appeared to Saint Joseph and told him that the child's name should be called Jesus, meaning God saves. According to Jewish law, on the eighth day after his birth, a male child was to be circumcised, receive his name, and become a full member of God's covenant people. According to the old Roman liturgical calendar, the feast of the circumcision of Jesus was celebrated on January 1st, 8 days after Christmas, the same day that he was given his sacred name. Currently, we celebrate the solemnity of the Mother of God on January 1st and honor the Holy Name of Jesus on January 3rd. For Catholics, Jesus' sacred name is the object of a special devotion symbolized by the monogram IHS, sometimes called a Christogram, which is the first three letters of the Greek spelling of Jesus' name. Okay, I cannot get Catholic.org to open, probably because I'm also on my phone. Let's see if I can get it to open this way. Let's see. Exit out here. I'm going to see if it'll open now. Nope, I cannot get it to open that page. So obviously I can't be on my phone and on scrolling the web at the same time. And I don't see any other Wi-Fi that I can get on to. So, with that in mind, we're going to talk about the Rock Company Shop for a couple of minutes. Rock Company Shop is a shop in Bethlehem, Israel, located just a couple of minutes by car from where Jesus was born. It's run by Tony and Paulette Rock. I know that my birthday present from my mother came from there, though I do not know yet what it is. I will find out when I'm supposed to, which will be on the 19th day of February for those that want to send me gifts and whatnot. So they run a great web shop or great website where you can get nativity scenes made from olive wood. You can get rosaries made from olive wood that also have bits of sacred dirt in them. You can also get them with pictures of saints for the Our Father beads. You can get lots of jewelry, silver, pewter, gold. They've got a really great website and they have lots of great wares. If you didn't get something for Christmas that you really, really, really wanted, and it's something Catholic in nature, I guarantee you can get it at therockcompanyshop.com. That's D-T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, shop.com. And when you go shopping there, and I know you will, be sure and tell them that Richard Persons sent you. I don't get any discounts or any specials for sending them any business or doing these ads. I do this because they've got a great website, and I think they are really, really nice people. And I get a Facebook email every morning from Paulette that just has all sorts of positive messages, usually three or four pictures with a blessing for whatever day of the week it is. And on Monday, it's a blessing for the whole week. And it's just really amazing. You know, she's an amazing lady. And I just get great vibes about Tony and Paulette. They've got a great job, and they've got great products. I want you to go there and buy some. To the Three Hail Mary Novena on this computer, this way. I didn't think about this. Three Hail Mary Novena. Since I've got 5G, but I've only got one bar. Let's see if it'll give me a link to the Three Hail Mary Novena. So anyway, I've gotten you two really good websites today. One is the rockcompanyshop.com. The other is morningoffering.com. And of course, there's always EWTN.com and Catholic.org. Catholic.org is a website where I get lots of information. Saint of the Day. They've got daily Bible readings. They've got a listing of popular saints, patron saints, the saint of the day. And then they've got Mysteries of the Rosary, popular prayers, prayer of the day, a link to Catholic news. And, of course, they've got a website where you can buy things. And this is a user-supported site. They don't sell any ads on this page. Well, they do. Their own. So, well, they do have a website that they advertise, but not many. And this is about the month of Mary. You get 25% off of something. So with that, we're just going to call it a day, 8 minutes early, and I'm sorry that I have to let you go early. I can't waste your time with anything when I don't have anything else to say. So let's pray a Hail Mary for my friend. I'm going to pray it in Latin. I've been working with the planets. I'm going to see them. Benedictus humiliaris, Benedictus fructus ventris tuiisus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. I'd like you all to join me in three Hail Marys, just to pray three Hail Marys. We're not praying the novena. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we're in luck. It did open up a page for the Three Hail Marys Novena. So here we go. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that, of course, would be the special intentions of all those listening and everyone in the world. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mother, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So let's talk quickly about what's going on around the channel tonight. And I'm sorry, that's my friend's phone ringing, and of course, my friend is not here to answer it. So anyway, what's going on around the channel is that this evening, John is going to do part four on, or Luke is going to do part four of the Gospel of John. And then I'll be back with you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern, which is 2:30 Central. Oh, and Luke's show is on at 7 o'clock Eastern, which is 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern, which is 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific. So just in time for lunch, guys, on the West Coast. And I want you to have a great rest of your day and a great day tomorrow. And pray for me as I will pray for all of you. I save a decade on my daily rosary just for you guys and your intercessions. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.